Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast with your host, Amrit Sander. Today, I want to talk about workplace bullying. Now, this is off the back of the news across the UK that the Deputy Prime Minister has resigned as a result of the pressure because of reports of workplace bullying. And I was intrigued by this because it raised a debate which I didn't think would happen, which is at what point is something classed as bullying? You know, at what point is a manager's robustness then classed as bullying? And I guess this probably stems from the fact that across the UK, we don't have a standard definition of across the UK law of what bullying is. But I think there is a standard consensus of what bullying is. It's this whole focus of repetitive, intentional behaviours looking to offend, intimidate, insult, undermine, humiliate others with malicious intent. So if we come across behaviours that you think, actually, is that repetitive, intentional ways of offending, intimidating, insulting, undermining, and humiliating others? Are we seeing patterns of that? Then that's bullying, whilst we haven't got a standard definition. And I started to look into the statistics of bullying, and I found across the UK, 47% of UK workers have observed bullying in the workplace. And 1 in 10 have experienced bullying in the workplace. I don't believe that statistic tells the full story. There was another survey done in America where across the most recent data we got from America showed that 79.3 million US workers are affected by workplace bullying. Men represent 67% of the bullies, whilst women are 33%. And the victims of bullies resign. The resignation rate is about 23%. Again, I believe it's higher than that. I come across so many people who tell me, I had to resign from my last place of work because I was bullied at work. So I think this is much, much higher. So bullying in the workplace, at what point does a manager's robustness become classed as bullying? Now look, managers, firstly, I know managers are under a lot of pressure. There's a lot of stress and trying to get things done. Whatever managers are trying to achieve, it's on top of their own day job. You know, we don't have managers who are solely managing people, which is ironic. It's crazy, isn't it? If you think about it, it's a full-time job managing people. And managing, I mean, managing with a small m, it's supporting, it's guiding, it's coaching, it's helping facilitate, getting the best out of people. But we expect managers to do this on top of a full load of work. So you can understand how stress, workload, anxiety can spill over into behaviours that may not get the best out of people. So we might end up being sharp with people, a bit short with people. We may end up being direct with people. But at what point does that directness then become bullying? Now remember, let's just keep going back to bullying, although there's no standard definition. There's an agreement that it's this repetitive behavior of offending, intimidating, insulting, undermining, or humiliating others. So if we're doing this repeatedly, there's no question. Now, I've never, thankfully, ever experienced bullying. But it really hurts to my soul, my core, when I hear others have been bullied at work. Just because I firmly believe as adults, it has something wrong there, something broken there. We shouldn't be doing this to people, to fellow human beings. But in my time at corporate life, I did come across something that really bothered me so much. And there was a group of men who were in charge of getting things through. That everybody had to, they had these monthly meetings. And in order to get through what you needed to get through, you had to present to this group of people. I only ever had to present once, and I hadn't experienced this. But on so many occasions, I had people coming up to me afterwards in tears because they'd been to present to this group of people. And they were ripped apart. There was almost this glee, this joy of destroying people in the meeting. And it was almost rubbing their hands and, you know, coming out and high-fiving each other, thinking, where's the next victim? They developed a reputation and they loved it. They thrived off that reputation. So I have come across where Bullying is happening to intimidate, to insult, to undermine and humiliate others. Absolutely. I haven't experienced it myself, but I've seen the repercussions of that. And it is destroying people. Especially people who lack confidence. People who may be questioning their own self-worth. And herein lies the thing about bullies. If you look into bullies and who they target, they tend to target people who lack assertiveness, who lack confidence, who maybe have a bit of self-questioning and self-doubt. They will hone in on them and target them. And let's be clear, bullying at work or anywhere, whether it's on the playground, schools, and it stems from there, I think, this is about social dominance. This is about power. Asserting power on others who are weaker than you. Now, that's got to be stamped out in the workplace. So what can individuals do who are maybe experiencing this? Well, if we go back to that whole focus on bullying, bullies require victims. Victims tend to be people who lack confidence, lack assertiveness. So they're looking for an easy life. And the fuel for their fire tends to be the attention they get from it. And they love bullying people, especially in front of crowds and in audiences, to humiliate others. It's better done in front of others. So there's one or two things that can be done. Firstly, make life hard for them by calling it out. This requires a huge amount of courage, especially if you're already lacking confidence, if you're already lacking assertiveness, if there's self-doubt. But I promise you, this is what they need. Call it out. Organizations have got values plastered over the backs of walls, toilets, escalators, wherever. There are no values that says out there, you can intimidate, undermine, insult, and humiliate other people repeatedly, because that's what's sanctioned here. It's not written down anywhere. So call it out. When people are behaving in that way, I'm sorry, which behaviors are you demonstrating right now? And I've got first-hand experience of this. There was a CEO I was in the room with once in a boardroom, and he decided to rip apart a board member in front of me. And it was getting really uncomfortable. And I wasn't prepared to stand for it. And ironically, just past the CEO's head on the wall were the organizational values. And I had to intervene. I said, I'm really sorry. But which of those are you demonstrating right now? He was furious. How dare you question me? How dare you tell me those are the things you value and behave like this? So call it out. You have the company's values behind you. The other thing, though, with bullies, as I said, they love the attention. It's fuel for them. So for bystanders, remember, bystanders are important. There was a UK study, 47% of workers have observed bullying in the workplace. So if we're observing it, it's our duty to call it out. What are you doing? How are you treating that individual? Call it out. It will humiliate them. I'm not trying to do that. But how dare they do that to others? So by us calling it out, become an ally. And this goes back to the whole focus of allies, both, you know, whether it's gender, race, whatever we're seeing, to create an inclusive workforce, we need other people to help call things out. So firstly, we've got to take it upon ourselves, but we've got to rely on other people to call it out. They're relying on silence. So that's what we can do, and that's what others can do. But what else can be done? I've come across some people who, and there was, and I've often spoken about this, but there was one manager, I never saw him in that way, but I used to have, there was a finance department who used to fear going in to see him because he would get rage-filled, throw the laptop and keyboard off the desk. It would smash against the wall. He was so rage-filled, they hated it. It was the intimidation. They hated going in to see him. And so part of the other thing is, why are bullies acting the way they are? Is it that they can't cope in the role they're in? And they're desperately trying to get some help. I do believe in most of the cases, it's power, right? It's about social dominance and power. But there are those cases where people need help. They're stressed. and they aren't coping. And so we've got to look out for their mental health and their well-being. And we've got to find solutions as organizations to help them, which means we've got to allow people, or we've got to help people call these things out as well across the organization. How is your organization set up where people can report people like this? Primarily to give them help. So what can you do to help across the organization? And then finally, for those organizations who out there are launching values, you know, no doubt you've done some work to demonstrate the behaviors that support those values. What I tend to find an awful lot is organizations don't put anywhere near enough effort into how will we hold each other to account for these values or these behaviors. So when you are violating those values through your behaviors, how can I call that out? We need to rehearse it. We need to understand it. We need to accept rules of engagement. Forgive the warlike language here, but we do need to accept some sort of ways of working, agreeing something to say, this is what it will look like when I call it out. And that's okay, because we've all agreed, we're all signing up to these behaviors that demonstrate these values. So across organizations, we can do that too. Bullying, I've said it's this repeated offending, intimidating, insulting, undermining, humiliating. It can be as simple as really harsh emails, copying other people in. But, you know, shouting, screaming. There's an awful lot here that whilst others might be thick-skinned, thinking, oh, that's just how they are. Imagine if you lack confidence or lacked assertiveness. For you, what did that feel like? Have you been bullied at work? Again, as I said, I've come across a lot of people who left. The bullies got to keep their jobs. The good people left. Where's the justice in that? Where's the fairness in that? Across organizations, we've got to do more. But we've got to take it upon ourselves as well. What can we do? So as I said, call it out. Use the company values and behaviors as your guide. Sorry, which one of these are you demonstrating right now? How dare you? Call it out. Bystanders, call it out. Which one of those values are you demonstrating right now? How dare you? That's not who we are and that's not what we're about. And then across organizations, make it simple for people to report others, primarily from a well-being perspective, from a duty of care. These people, if they're behaving like that, what's going on in their minds? They might need help. Are they coping? And then maybe they're not right for your business. Culturally, is that the sort of business you're trying to create? So have a think, workplace bullying. So I thought it was intriguing. I don't know if intriguing is the right word, but I just found it maybe insulting that when somebody can be classed as a bully, others say, well, no, it's just them being robust. Well, robustness isn't repetitive, offending, insulting, undermining, and humiliating. That's not robust. Robust is being really clear and direct, not offending. Very different. And if anybody has any doubt, we do lots of communication programs. Please contact us. We'll help you out. But there's a big difference between being robust and being offensive. That's all I'm going to leave you with today. This is off the back of, as I said, the news that the Deputy Prime Minister resigning because of reports of bullying. This stuff is going on in organizations. If you believe it's not happening in yours, you're oblivious to it. I'm telling you it's happening. It's there. And I would go and look. You might surprise yourself. Okay, that's all from me today. Join me again next time for more thoughts on employee engagement, leadership development, culture development, and everything else in between. Amrit Sander from The Engagement Coach. I shall see you soon. Take care.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.